One-day camp here in Maumelle today, and again, it's already well underway, and then tomorrow they move their camp up to Northwest Arkansas. And I was talking to one of the guys with pro camps, and they said typically they'll do two-day camps, but you wanted to split it up. And, you know, we talk a lot about the games in Fayetteville and the games at War Memorial, and you're spreading a little love to both Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I feel like the whole state, they always come out and support the Razorbacks, and they support me. So it's one I just want to try to give back by being able to hit both communities, you know, in the central part of the state where I'm from and going up to the northwestern part of the state where I play ball at.
When you were a kid, did you go to camps like this? I mean, did you have an opportunity to get out in front of some of the former Razorbacks that were doing camps around town?
Actually, the only camps I actually went to as a kid was when I got in high school and I started going to the Houston Nutt Razorback camp. So those are the only ones I actually got to hit as a kid. But, you know, I enjoyed doing those, and I'm sure these kids enjoy coming out here.
And I know it's important to you. You had some mentors along the way, you know, Pop Warner and things like that, to give back to these kids. You're a good example of them. You worked hard. And how important is that to you to kind of to give back to the kids?
It's very important. You know, you want to just come out here and be a positive example for the kids. You know, a lot of them may feel like that they have nothing that they want to do as far as what direction they want to go as playing football or, you know, getting in trouble in school or whatever it is. So you just want to come out here and just be a positive reinforcement for them and let them know, you know, just go out there, play football, do what you're supposed to do in school, and, you know, have a good time.
When did you first get exposed to it? And when did you realize that you had, A, a talent and, B, a passion for football?
Well, I started playing football when I was about 5 years old, and I kind of knew automatic off the back I was a lot faster than the other kids. So, you know, it was fun for me just being able to go out there and run past people. And then as I got older, I feel like my skills started developing more. You know, it was just a joy being out there playing. You know, I just want to credit everybody who helped me along the way. You know, there's a lot of credit goes to them to where I'm at today.
Talk to me about what's going on in Oakland, and I think people have followed your career pretty closely. Razorback fans always sort of try to stay in contact with their own, and there have been a lot of changes, and recently a head coaching change and now an offensive coordinator change, and I know he's very high on your skills and excited for you, and it's a big season for you, so you got to be excited about having Greg Olsen in.
I'm looking forward to this offense. You know, I'm just being out here in OTAs and running. I know they're probably mad at me today because I missed one of the OTAs, but, you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to the offense. You know, Greg Olsen, he's brought a lot of great things in. He's doing a great deal out there for just helping us get downhill, you know, getting the ball in the hands of playmakers. And, you know, one of the things I'm most excited about is just seeing Tyler Wilson out there having another Razorback on the team. So, you know, you can't get ganged up on too much. And he's been doing a great job out there.
Well, quarterback play has been, I guess inconsistent is probably maybe an understatement, but it's probably a fair assessment. And for you guys, it makes things a little bit more difficult in the run game. You talk about your interaction with Tyler since he got to Oakland. Sounds like he's being pretty well received.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, he's been doing a great job out there. You know, I'm watching him play on Saturdays. You know, you don't realize how good of a ball he throws. And then being out there and catching some of the balls from him, he has a great ball that he throws. You know, he's a guy, he comes in the huddle and take control of the huddle, you know, tell guys, listen up, pay attention, let's go. You know, it's something that you need out of a quarterback.
You look good. From a health standpoint, you feeling good going into the season?
I'm feeling great, like I tell everybody else. So if we have to play a game tomorrow, I'll be ready for it.
I like that. Well, this is a big year for you. It's the final year, and it's hard to believe this is your sixth season in the NFL. I'm sure it is for you, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? But a big year for you, and whether you continue on with Oakland or go somewhere else, certainly, you know, you want to make a big statement in the final year of your contract, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, like I say, Oakland's my new home right now, so that's where I'm at, and I'm just looking forward to getting out there on the season and putting it out there on the field.
We know those fans are passionate, and when they're frustrated, maybe it's not always so much fun to play in front of them. But
a black hole.
What's it been like out there? I mean, because that's a great fan base. I mean, again, I'm sure they're probably tough on you guys at times, but that's a pretty fun crowd to play in front of.
Yeah, very passionate fans. You know, like you say, it can be tough on you, but at the same time, they're very loyal. And that's something that you respect about the fans. You know, win, lose, or tie, you know, they're with you, and they're going to support you. So I really appreciate that from them, and I just want to go out there and put all this hard work out on the field and show them what we're actually about this year.
I'm sure fans and broadcasters probably spend a lot more time sitting around and thinking about your greatest moments at Arkansas than you do. You probably don't sit around and think about it a lot. But now that you're a few years removed from your time in Fayetteville, do you have moments that stand out to you? We were talking about the South Carolina game, the Tennessee game. Are there things that you're more proud of than others, or things that stand out to you when you think back on your career?
I think when I look back at that, I have about four games that just automatically pop to the top of my head. And that's my freshman year at Alabama with that 70-yard run. You know, Tennessee on game day, being able to beat them the way we did. And then South Carolina that year, 321 yards. And, you know, of course, LSU beating them when they were number one and going down and beating them in Death Valley.
What about you talked about Tyler. What about other former teammates that are still in the league? You know, Peyton Hillis has been traveled around a little bit, and, of course, Felix has a new home in Philadelphia, and I think most people would agree that offense for Chip Kelly will fit his skill set pretty well. Have you stayed in touch with those guys?
Oh, yeah, no. Anytime I get a chance to talk to those guys, I love to. You know, it was a great joy playing with them. You know, even just seeing Reggie Fish out here was a joy seeing him. You know, like I say, Peyton and Felix, they're doing a great job. You know, I just wish them could continue their success in the league.
How do you evaluate your last 6 years when you look back and kind of reflect on it?
For me, it's up and down pretty much. You know, people have seen glimpses of what I can do, but at the same time, I've had a lot of injuries since I've been in the league, and it's something to me is like, man, going through college and didn't miss a single game and then get into the league, and I've missed so many games. It's hard to deal with, but at the same time, you know the type of person that you are, you know how you can play, so you just have to stay focused on that and just keep pushing forward.
People always talk about the difference between, you know, going from college to the pros, but people also talk about how the SEC is probably the best proving ground to get ready for the NFL. What was the biggest transition for you as far as the pro game versus the college game?
I think the biggest thing for me was the blocking schemes. You know, in college, you know, you have to block, but not as much. You know, in the NFL, they require that you have to get back there and block. So it's something for me. I feel like I can do the job physically, but it's just picking up on it mentally. And once you get a hold of that, you know, you're doing pretty good.
I know in college you guys ran a lot of stretch plays, and it sounds like that's something that maybe Greg Olsen's trying to utilize a little bit for you as well.
But a lot of the things that he's doing, you know, is getting downhill and power counter schemes, and that's something that I like to do, you know, get downhill, get in the middle of the defense, because a lot of guys will say he's a fast guy, he want to be on the outside. But for me, I love going inside and getting in the middle of the defense.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to catch up with the new coaching staff yet?
No, actually, I haven't got a chance to catch up with them. Actually, I'm hoping I get a chance to stop by and talk to those guys when I'm up there tomorrow.
I'm sure they'll ask if you have any eligibility left.
I think I got 1 year left.
Well, you would have been fun to play. I would have liked to have seen you. Certainly, you had a lot of success with Coach Nutt. Would have been fun to see how you did in Brett Bielema's offense, because he's had some backs have some pretty good years, and I don't think he had anybody nearly as talented as you in his offense at Wisconsin. So what's the rest of summer hold for you?
You know, it's my camp, then OTAs, and we get a few weeks. Well, they call it a break, but it's not a break. You know, we're back to working out and things. I'm head down to Dallas and work out the Michael Johnson Center where I always work out at. So just getting ready for the season is just a straight grind for me.
From a strength standpoint, speed standpoint, where do you think you are compared to from college? Is it similar? Do you think you've improved? Is it changed as you start getting older and you can take the abuse over 5 years in the NFL?
I think like you said, I would say it's pretty similar. It just in the NFL, and the older you get, you know how to prepare yourself more. You know, you prepare yourself the way that you should going into a game, and you know, just taking the time before games and the things that you do leading up to a game.
You talked about not having much of a break. How nice is it to come home and you can relax a little bit at the camp and have mamas cooking and enjoy Little Rock a little bit?
It's always a joy to come home, and you know, I love coming home to get mamas cooking. You know, it's something that I miss being out of California, but you know, it's always a joy to come home and just seeing a lot of new old faces that you've always been around, and just being able to see old people. You know, it's always a great joy.
Golden State had a big year. I don't know if you got a chance to take in any games in, but I was going to ask you who you like in the NBA Finals since it starts tonight.
I guess I'm going to roll with the Heat.
That's probably a safe bet. That's good. Yeah, you're kind of a football version of LeBron James, just a freakish athlete who's dominated many times over. Yeah. So, well, continued success for you, man. We wish you well, and certainly keeping an eye on your career. Good luck. I know it's a big year, and wish Tyler well for us as well. And good luck tomorrow. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, Darren McFadden. Certainly good to have him back in Central Arkansas. Thanks, man. We'll go ahead and take our first time out. It is 10:27. Justin Akre joined by Nate Olson of Sync Weekly. We'll talk a little bit about